Mr. Nick, I've followed your instructions.
And here you are, Alfred. Well done. Nicodemus looked to Harry and Julia. This is Alfred, formerly the Mad Mangler of Moneytown, the Contact Sport Zone. He used to be the most fearsome thing on two legs.
Them days is over now, Mr. Nick. I got my pottery biz to run now.
Glad to hear it, Alfred. Now, these are my friends, Harry and Julia, and I want you to look after them for me, just as I explained in my note. OK?
I got your note, Mr. Nick.
Nicodemus regarded Julia and Harry. Because you're such a distinctive pair, when you consider the contrasting data profiles, I asked Alfred along to foil anyone scanning on that basis. I am going to leave you for a short while. I've had minion messages telling me that two of our VIPs are away from their chief residences and not responding to our exquisitely worded blandishments. He snapped his fingers and a data pad appeared in his hand. Here's the original list you gave, along with up-to-date pics of the extras they're likely to be wearing, as well as their appointed times. He swiveled his gaze round to the yellow-garbed desk clerk. I assume that the eightfold multi-occupancy is now in operation? The clerk nodded.
Exactly as you requested, sir.
Better be, Nicodemus said to Julia, handing her the data pad. So, when they arrive, verify what they are here to see, usher them through, and Buttercup here will switch the door onto the next stratum, and so forth. Harry laughed suddenly.
So, all eight of our Sino-Rebs will be present in the auditorium, yet unaware of each other?
Give that AI a tune-playing self-lighting cigar, Nicodemus cackled. Right, time I wasn't here. With that, he stepped onto the walkway, and a moment later was an upright blur zipping up and away. Harry looked at Julia.
I think that means we're in charge, he said.
Julia tapped the data pad. And our first guest is due any moment. A little under a minute later, a small group arrived in quick succession. Three white-robed monks, led by a cardinal in black. Julia quickly matched the extras to a name, Jirawat Pamang, over-councillor for the Viet Lao Thai Cam co-territory. The cardinal drew near and, in a low voice, said,
I am here for the Amelia Borjan installation.
She nodded, then gestured them towards the draped entrance. Please proceed. He passed through, followed by his monk escort. The next VIP was due 4 minutes later, but was a no-show. The following three were punctual, arriving exactly 5 minutes apart. The sixth was a no-show, and when the seventh likewise failed to appear, Julia began to wish they'd agreed some method of contacting Nicodemus. She was about to ask their muscly companion Alfred if he knew of any way, when she started to hear laughter and voices from beyond the drapes. Then came a man's voice, shouting to be let back through. She looked at the yellow-clad clerk.
Can you turn this partition wall transparent, but only for us?
A nod, and the wall duly became see-through, like a misty veil. One of the VIPs, a man in garb of a prosperous Victorian, was rapping the wall with a walking stick, while groups of garishly dressed people ran around in the background, between and over the seats, pelting each other with fruit, which burst into sprays of tiny flowers on impact.